Hawk's an underrated guy, too. He gets coffee for our guest. Todd Traub is here. He's a... how long have you been writing?
I've been writing in this area since I joined the Democrat Gazette, which would have been in 1990, 91. Mm. Yeah, those were the days.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you in, man. We appreciate it. We're going to talk about what exactly happened with the Travs, and a lot of people have been trying to get to the bottom of it. Whether or not it was the right decision, I guess, from a business standpoint, is something for... you know, people to maybe figure out on their own, and certainly for the management to decide over there. What is not an issue here, I think everybody agrees, they may not, but everybody else who understands it agrees, they have botched the way they handled it. From a PR standpoint, this is a publicly held, to some degree, team. It has been a part of the culture here for way, 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 way back. And the way they handled it, where it was very close to the vest, secretive, and under the radar, is... basically unacceptable in today's environment. So that's something I think most people would agree on. Hey, Big Baby, if you can find a clip from Glory at some point before the end of the show, I'd love to get something on from that, too. All right, well, let's talk about it. You were able to do something nobody else has been able to do, and that's get a word from Russ Meeks, who is, what exactly is his position? He's the president of the board?
President of the team, yes. Yep. And he basically indicated in the course of our conversations that it's probably time to speak to an established, you know, publication in the area, and Arkansas Business is one of those.
Yep.
And so I guess we got some clout, and that's nice. And so I had a nice, wide-ranging 3-hour interview with Meeks in his office early 1 week, and he told me his side of things and why the decision was made and how it came to pass.
There were other folks involved in the conversation?
The treasurer, Frank Thomas, mm-hmm. who's a Stevens spokesman, was also present.
I've known Frank for a long time. A ton of respect for Frank.
Yes, and, good man.
Yeah.
And, you know, much appreciation for them talking. I mean, it can be, obviously, we, you know, the feelings for Pete are really strong around here, and we can mm-hmm. get into that, but it's a very volatile situation, and a lot of personalities, personal feelings are involved. So I did appreciate the cooperation.
Yeah, and you know, full disclosure, as I mentioned earlier, for those who missed it, I mean, Pete Lavin is a friend of mine, and I mean, I got to know him, really, I guess we have mutual friends, but I really got to know him from dealing with him with the Travs when he was the assistant GM, and then moving into the general manager's position there, and I mean, I think he does an unbelievable job. He's been unbelievable to deal with, so, you know, certainly to some degree I'm biased, but I can also take a step back and look at it and say, okay, what's your reasoning? And I'll listen to anything. So what were you able to glean from the conversation?
What I take away from this is there's just really two schools of thought at work. And there's the school of thought that I think most people around here had, that was everything is fine. This team is doing well. We have a veteran leader in Pete Lavin with ties to the past regime under Bill Valentine. Pete came up as an intern with the team. He had a very easygoing manner. He was popular. Things looked on the surface like they were going just fine. And I think if you dug a little bit, you would have found that things were going just fine.
Mm-hmm.
No apparent emergency reason to make a move like this.
The other school of thought
was, we can do better, why not try? And that's the school of thought represented by Russ Meeks.
Tell me about the financial situation, the attendance, things of that nature, compared to like the first year when things were blowing up and everybody was thrilled to see the new ballpark.
I don't have the numbers committed to memory, but they did what any minor league club that opens a new ballpark has done. They saw an attendance spike. Things just were beyond what they'd ever been at Raywinder Field. And over time, the newness wears off, and there was a dip. Everyone says these kind of things are expected.
Mm-hmm.
I think another issue at hand here is how do we deal with that? How do we offset that? Do we ride it out because it is a natural ebb and flow of minor league baseball business, or do we actively combat that and reevaluate and rethink how we do things? Again, it's those two schools of thought here.
How much was brought up about usage of the facility outside of baseball?
I've heard that there were I've heard that Russ thought there should be more. I've heard that Russ thought there should be less. And of course, I know that the Travelers staff was they're a hard-working bunch. They probably rolled their eyes and said, okay, we'll do these things, and we'll bring some money in. I don't know that was an issue at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I don't think that was, I really believe it was more of an overall general consensus that we can do better, why not try? They use Tulsa as an example. They use Springfield as an example. They use Northwest Arkansas as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And already certain traveler staff have reached out to their counterparts there to pick their brains about how you do this and how you do that. I think what you're going to see ultimately down the line is a bit more corporate way of doing things, a bit more button up perhaps, mm-hmm. A bit less of the mom and pop vestiges that might have carried over from Ray Winderfield. Don't understand, it was a massive upgrade. It was a massive change. They went from cash boxes to computerized ticket sales
right.
when they switched ballparks. And now I think there's a management group in place that just thinks we can do better than that.
Todd Traub joining us, Arkansas Business, a write-up that includes a conversation with Russ Meeks, the guy calling the shots for the Arkansas Travelers, and the big, I guess, surprising change with the departure of Pete Lavin. And in talking to Pete, the one thing he has talked to me about is what he's doing, and I think most of us who are friends with him want to see him stay around here in some capacity one way or another. It probably won't be in baseball, but hopefully he'll find an opportunity here. We'd love to see him and Holly and their family stay here, but if not, he's certainly a great baseball guy. And I guess that would be my next question is why not, because my understanding was, and just people I've talked to, I haven't talked to him about it, obviously. Again, he's in their agreement, I guess he's not allowed to talk about it, and other staffers who I'm friendly with not talking about it. So I guess, hey, if I'm the owner or the guy calling the shots, at the very least, I'm thrilled that the edict that I put out at the end of this thing was honored by everybody. So I'm although I've pressed people to try to get some information, I've been able to get any. But was there any conversation, knowing that Pete's a good baseball guy, saying, hey, look, we want to try all these new things, you know, can we try to implement, or we want to implement, or we're going to implement some of that stuff going forward? Why make the change in order to implement them? Why not give him an opportunity to implement them?
Yeah, I don't get the sense that there was any come to Jesus meeting. Here's what we want to see out of you. I think the principals who were notified of their termination were shocked and surprised. I think it was, and you talked about the way this was handled, this probably gets into the public relations aspect of it. It was a sudden thing, or at least appeared to be a sudden thing to those of us on the outside. Mm-hmm. You wake up Monday morning and a veteran guy who apparently by all appearances was doing a great job is gone. And I just think there's a desire in the new leadership group to have their own people in place. We don't think a house cleaning necessarily was in order, but there it is. It's taking place. And you're going to see a lot of other people that were probably good friends of Pete's not come back as well, whether they're going to be invited back or choose not to come back. Some of that ballpark mafia that we know so well,
yeah.
Some of the people who have other jobs
sure.
in sports around the city.
Yes, I know exactly. Guys that go by initials, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. So I really think it was a ripping off of the Band-Aid by the current leadership group at the Travelers.
Todd Traub joining us, Arkansas Business, talking about the changes with the Arkansas Travelers. Have you been able to decipher through those conversations if they have somebody pegged? Do they have somebody picked out who was going to take over, who makes sense for them?
They have, obviously, Paul Allen. I hope I'm getting that right. I know Paul. Yeah, it's Paul Allen, has taken over on the interim basis. And he will have a chance to contend for the job as they interview candidates. I'm told that he earned that much. Paul is, I guess you could say he's a protege of Pete's, but more short-term, and he comes from a marketing background. This all took place, as you might recall, around the winter meetings, or just after, mm-hmm. and or just before, I forget the exact
time. It was right before,
time,
yeah.
Which gave them a chance to go to winter meetings and talk to people and see if there are any good candidates out there. And also, you know, this is a viable ball club. This is a great organization. Right. You know, you hear Memphis nightmare stories about Memphis's management. They have a beautiful ballpark, but they can't make their figures add up. Whereas the Travelers are you know, solvent and in good shape. People are applying here all the time. Is mm-hmm. the point I'm trying to make. So they probably had a backlog of candidates as well. All I was told by Russ Meeks was we want to have somebody with baseball experience. They're not just going full corporate. But then again, you could say, well, you had somebody with baseball experience.
That's the point I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, and again, if you're just tuning in, Todd Traub joining us, Arkansas Business, talking about the situation with the Travelers. The thing that bugs me about it, when you say nothing, then you get a lot of conjecture. And again, when I'm sitting here going, gee, was there something weird going on? I mean, I know Pete. I mean, he's a guy that I find to be about as upstanding a human being as I've ever met, aside from the fact that he's a Bears fan. He's almost perfect in my eyes. but it does. I mean, it springs conjecture. You know, was there money issues? Was he doing something inappropriate? You wonder, and that's the thing. I mean,
this is just a strong personality asserting itself.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because
of the team.
If you come out and go, look, here's the reason why, and here's what the deal is, and at most companies, including this one, I mean, I'll admit that, you're not going to talk publicly too much about personnel changes. But if you say something that, you know, at least you put out a public statement and say, hey, he did a great job, we thank him for his time, blah, 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 yada, yada, all fine and good. Mm-hmm. When you say nothing, it opens up the door to, well, heck, what happened? He must have screwed something up, or he must have been doing something wrong.
Yeah, and I think it's really good to bring this out, you know, on Pete's behalf. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. Pete was doing a great job. And if a lot of people had their way, Pete would be here for the next 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
He would really become Bill Valentine.
Yeah.
But let's clear that up right now. There was no malfeasance. There was no general poor job performance. There was no one episode or incident. It was just two schools of thought, with the one school being dominant, having the clout to make change, and the idea that we can do better. Now, what better means remains to be seen. Can we do better in attendance? Can we do better in on-field promotions? Can we do better in our bottom line? Those things will have to play out over time. I do know that this year is going to be a evaluation year, more or less, pointing toward that All-Star game in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And that and Russ Meeks did keep coming back to that as a motivation for some of the things he's done here. He sees this as a grand showcase for the city, for North Little Rock, Little Rock, the Travelers themselves. And I think he really wants to put on just a hell of a show come 2014. And he wants to do it his way. And that's where we're at.
Yeah. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, the bottom line is, when you have an opportunity to make some changes that you feel are going to better your company, you absolutely need to embrace those opportunities. When you've got a guy who, I know Pete, one word that I would never use to describe him is hardhead. I mean, it's one thing if you go and say, look, we want to do this, 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 and this. We need you to search out all these different opportunities, and we want to get away from the clunker car night or the midget wrestling or whatever it is. You got to give the guy an opportunity to say, screw you, we're doing it that way, or I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that was the case. And everything I've been able to you know, get from an information standpoint is that those conversations weren't had.
No.
That I don't get. So you're bringing in a guy on the interim basis, with all due respect, he's certainly less experienced. I would say less qualified. Goes hand in hand with that. I don't understand why you don't give the guy the opportunity to make the changes you want done, and then if you don't see things moving in the right direction, or you don't see any movement, or you get backlash from him, you know, maybe you'd go a different direction, that's fine. But it just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Popular guy, great community ties, understands the kinds of people that need to be targeted from an advertising standpoint, knows all the ins and outs, the personnel. It would just be such an easy transition. You're transitioning not from a personnel standpoint, but from a strategy standpoint, and it would seem to me that Pete would be a great guy to take that on.
Yeah. Yeah, all things being equal, that's a perfect world scenario, and I think most people would agree with you that are veteran observers of the team and know Pete well. Here again, it was nothing that Pete did that was necessarily poor management, nothing wrong at all. In fact, by all accounts, Pete was doing a fine job. But you just happen to have somebody in place who has a different vision for the club,
mm-hmm.
Maybe wants to sever ties with the previous regime, start fresh with his people. He's got the support of the board. How he's managed that could be another story, but
tell me about
that.
There it is. Is this a lone wolf decision by him, or is this something that he has to have the support?
The decision has come with the full support of the executive board. Now, what goes on?
Majority, unanimous?
Six people. I was told it was unanimous decision. Yes.
Who was all on the board?
That's a good question. Frank Thomas is one of them. Russ, of course, is a board member. I have it in my story somewhere. I have it listed. But it's a six-person executive committee that kind of oversees the general board of directors, which has varied from, I want to say, 25 to 15 in recent years. And here's another story. The board, the 25-man board, was allowed under rules to expand to its full 25. Then it was pared back. Then it was pared back. And it was decided that people who would be removed from the board had too much conflict in having say-so over their own jobs. So a lot of people who could have been loyal to Pete were suddenly removed, And there you have a, would you call it a stacked board? There you have a board that is friendly to current management. Politics, well, baby, politics.
I will say this. I mean, I'm sure it's not, you know, this is not the only situation that this has happened in, but that's just no way to run a an organization or a business. I mean, if you got a guy who's doing a good job, you give him an opportunity to make the change you want done. If it doesn't work out, you move on. That's fine. But I'll never for the life of me understand that. And I'm sorry. And I think I speak for a lot of people. I've got hard feelings about it because it makes no sense. It's not the right thing to do. And you basically have kicked a good guy to the curb who, you know, well, has given his life to this place.
It's difficult, but we have to also remember that that the baseball program itself, the Arkansas Travelers, the organization, is a very important part of life here.
Mm-hmm.
And to lose a baseball club like this, it's hard to get one back.
Yeah.
And the current leadership is saying all the right things for the future about seeing to it that this never happens, that this never becomes an issue, although it wasn't an issue to begin with.
Right.
I think it just comes back to somebody wanting to have all of their people a cleaning house, so to speak, mm-hmm. Starting fresh with their folks and wanting to do it his way. And it's a crying shame because, you know, Pete wasn't doing anything badly.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a guy who felt he was within his rights to do things differently, and that's what we're going to see. And
yeah.
We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, I'm torn because I do like to support the community in whatever it is.
And yeah, you don't want to see it fail.
Right.
You don't want to see it fail out of spite. And but I think there will be a lot of friends of Pete's who certainly will at least stay away in the short term, and
yeah.
if not for the long term.
Well, and the thing is, the Travs will be here much longer than Russ Meeks will be around.
But we don't want that. We don't want the organization itself to fail. We
right.
do want that All-Star game to be a big success.
That's
so
true.
Even the fans are kind of between a rock and a hard place here as they kind of deal with this.
Yeah, even if you're not friends with Pete, it's a tough deal because mm-hmm. you realize that a wrong has probably been done here. But yeah, I understand your point too. And you
go back to the original stock drive that built the club in, mm-hmm. in its current form, and it was all a response to the fact that they didn't have baseball, and that kind of hangs over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Is doing everything you can every minute of the day to make the product as good as it possibly can be. So that never happens again. And there's no threat of that under Pete, but somebody seemed to think that it could even be improved further.
We need to bring back hockey.
Why not?
I think we do. I'm totally being serious.
I saw, the Glacier Cats?
There were two of them,
I saw the Glacier Cats play. That was the more blue-collar independent league team.
Yeah, the Barton.
Yeah, the Barton team.
Barton versus Verizon. Or was Altel at the time, of course. I firmly believe, and I may be in the minority here, but I firmly believe if there had been a hockey organization and not two hockey organizations in this town, that it would have survived, or at least for a longer period of time.
I think that's fair. I'd buy that.
Most people I talked to, and I only went to a game there. I went to more, I guess, at Verizon or Altel at the time, because of our relationship. We were doing the Twisters games, and it was the same outfit. But everybody I talked to, the Barton Coliseum experience was far better and much more, I guess, like you said, a blue-collar feel.
Yeah.
And
we marched right in and sat just like one row back of the ice, watched a coach just really lose his stuff. He's breaking sticks, you know, along the bench. He was just livid at something. I forget what it was at the time. But
small league hockey's fantastic. I love it.
We got to see this tantrum up close. And
yeah.
Not to mention, you know, hockey itself. I mean, everyone says that's just a great game, much greater game in person than on TV.
I'm not even a huge hockey fan, but if they had a hockey organization back here, I would definitely go, and we would support it.
Fast moving, graceful, and violent.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
What's the downside? I love it. And the more they sissify football, the more we need hockey. So, and it would be the only show from a hockey standpoint in town at this point.
Yeah,
so.
I heard you talking about some of the less than intriguing bowl matchups coming in. And, you know, it's funny. You've got the Eastern Carolinas and all the omnidirectional schools and those bowls, and no one's interested.
Yeah.
You know, no one's interested. Yet these are the same kind of teams. If they get in the NCAA tournament, people root for them. It adds luster.
That's a good point.
And I'm wondering what the schism is.
Well, the big difference is in the NCAA tournament, every game is meaningful.
Right. They could win it all.
Yeah, these games don't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Correct.
I mean, so.
Well, we solved that.
Yeah. That didn't take long. But I will be rooting for ASU. We do have ASU to follow, and certainly my alma mater's in a game, so I got a chance to watch. We'll get a chance to watch them in person.
Here's just some stability for ASU in the next few years, huh?
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll drink my coffee to that. That would be fantastic. So Arkansas Business for you, are you freelancing anywhere else, or is that a full-time?
If they'll have me back this coming season, I'll probably write for minorleaguebaseball.com mm-hmm. again. That's kind of how I keep my hand in it and
Good.
Maintain my contacts. And we talked about the Travelers. We didn't even mention their field staff for the coming year, which should be very interesting. Tim Bogar, new manager, previously bench coach for the Red Sox. So he was firsthand at the implosion, at the meltdown.
Oh, boy, what a mess.
So he may have some stories.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Get him talking. Mm-hmm. And Mike Hampton, pitching coach, who's a name that may ring a bell.
Absolutely.
Only a former MVP and Cy Young contender.
So. Signed a couple big contracts in the day.
Yep. Yep.
Are they going to do something about upgrading the hot dogs? Because the hot dogs are terrible. I go to Trav's games all the time.
It used to be, I don't know if this made the transition from Ray Winder to the new place or not, but at Ray Winder they actually touted having the best hot dogs in the Texas League.
Now they might have the worst, in the Texas League, but in America.
One of the things that will be evaluated this year, believe it or not, since you mentioned it, is concessions.
Gray is not a hot dog color. They need to. I've had Dodger dogs. I've had Tiger Stadium, Yankee Stadium. A good hot dog is an underrated pleasure in life. They need to work on that.
I may have a couple hot dogs in my fridge that is without power that are gray.
I thought Pettijean was doing their hot dogs. They don't do that anymore?
I think they are. I think they have been.
I like the Pettijean dog. I don't know. I guess
these are not good hot dogs.
Okay.
But yeah, they're considering outside concessions among many other changes, and they may go to an outside service, and I don't know if that'll mean a hike in
if
prices.
If they need a hot dog advisor, you tell them to call the Pigskin. I'm their man.
As long as we're griping, I'm gonna throw one more. I'm running out of time. I gotta take a break. I gotta gripe when we come back. You can stick around to the top of the hour there, boss.
I want to hear that gripe.
Oh, buddy. Yesterday I was griping about my dog not behaving properly. I did. When I got home, she looked at me like, "How could you?"
She knew you threw under the bus.
We came to terms. I think we've cleared the air a little bit. We're feeling better about things. I do want to thank Crazy Mike just for being crazy.